Rejoice in the Lord, the Song of Mary, Part 2. My spirit has rejoiced in God, Luke 1:47. The first beautiful strains of Mary's song were to magnify the Lord, to magnify and lift up the Lord her God. The next harmonious tones were those of rejoicing, jubilant, exultant strains of praise and joy. Oh, she indeed discovered the wonderful joy contained in the sacrifice of praise. Joy is not the cheap, empty thrill that temporarily replaces a lonely longing inside. Oh, no, true joy is a deep, calm, and yet glorious knowing. True joy is knowing that God truly and deeply loves you. This is the Spirit's down payment to all believers. A down payment to all believers who alone have the secret of joy. Yes, this is a spiritual deposit that is often left unopened and unaccessed in a buried vault of a hurting and disappointed believer's life. In Luke we read that the inhabitants of the rock sing and the stones would immediately cry out. And those that are hidden in the shelter of the rock have joy unspeakable. For those willing to fall on the stone, for those who permit self to be replaced with Christ. What joy this young woman experienced at the staggering announcement. What rejoicing she expressed as she reflected on this awesome thing. The song of joy that escaped Mary's heart had its focus on her Lord and her God. She recognized in her young life that her focus was to be on him and not on self. The joy of the world is short-lived and soon replaced by life's clamour and discontent. The joy of the world may thrill a few notes to tempt and entice the believer, but the joy of the world sounds a discordant clash as the pain of life returns. When waves of sorrow break on the shore of the world, joy's voice is drowned. The world cannot maintain joy through loss or bereavement, sorrow or death. The world cannot maintain joy in the fiesta, the party season, or the festival day, for the joy of the world is false and forced. The joy of the world is a fiction and a forgery, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is given in abundance, pressed down and shaken together. He promises the oil of joy for mourning. He promises the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, you question, are these promises just for the few, or am I also to be included? If this were not the truth for all his children, then God is a liar, for he promised, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. It does not specify that one has to be in the midst of peace to receive his peace, but it does specify that the peace is given to the mind stayed on God. These promises are for you too, beloved, for God is no respecter of persons. But remember that spiritual joy accumulates no interest in the spiritual deposit box, while the spiritual joy multiplies and increases. Spiritual joy multiplies and increases as it is exercised and utilized. Spiritual joy enlarges and expands as spiritual joy is shared with another. For the one that rejoices in the Lord has a joy that sings in the field of battle. The one that delights in God has a joyful rest through the dark hours of the night. Oh, yes, indeed, troubles will surely come, oft times thick and fast and furious. But these need not rob the Christian of his joy. His joy is the fountain of life, welling up and springing over. His joy is a reservoir of love in his Christ-filled heart. But Satan, as a roaring lion, seeks whom he may devour and robs of this godly joy. And Satan places doubt and uncertainty in the hearts of the believer and seeks to entice the believer back to the emptiness of the world's fleeting thrill. Oh, but stand fast and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice in God. For even in the midst of deep trauma and sorrow, he can give you that perfect peace For if it is God in whom we rejoice, then the flesh and the world and the devil will remain defeated foes, nailed to the cross of Calvary. If it is the Lord who is our joy, earth has no power to take away our gladness. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, like the little maid of Nazareth. For the meek shall also increase their joy in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always.